You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I also have to add that the interview I just did with Andrew Little was actually recorded early this morning, which means it was before the Green Party had officially announced that they were going to be backing the anti-terrorism legislation, coming at the same time that National have confirmed they're backing away from it. So to talk about all of this, I spoke to Green Party Justice spokesperson Gauris Gariman and asked her what's happened in the last week to get the Green Party across the line.
Oh, well, we said that we weren't going to back it in its current form, as it was then, and we were very specific about the changes we needed to make it work for us, and we got those changes. So what we got is a change to the law that would ensure that foreign convictions or deportation in a foreign jurisdiction that doesn't meet our high fair trial standards and our definition of what even is terror will never be the basis of these protection orders without proper scrutiny. So it's one thing to kind of say, you know, someone's got a conviction for terrorism, you know, they've done a mosque shooting or something like that in the UK, and we would take that into account, versus, you know, a conviction in a place like Uganda where, you know, the rainbow community are considered outlaws. So we didn't want that to happen, and the law in the form that it was in last week allowed for that risk. So we've gotten rid of that risk. And another thing that we have that was a huge concern and has always been a concern for the Green Party was the use of secret classified information in national security legislation. So these laws kind of, you know, aim to protect us against things like terrorism, but they go way too far in eroding fair trial rights and civil liberties. So what we have here is a uniquely high standard, actually, for when classified information and how it can be used. So it can't be used just because it's classified, and that's unique in our law. They have to show that in that particular case, not only is the information classified, but it actually causes a risk to the safety of an individual or a group of people. That's a really high standard. So, but even when that happens, it can never be used unless the judge and a lawyer who's representing the accused person has access to it. So that's the case where, you know, and the New Zealand example is always kind of Ahmed Zawi, who was an opposition MP in Algeria who'd been classified as a threat there without a trial. And he came here and got caught up in our national security legislation without the ability to see the evidence against him. And it took 2 years before the court actually just said to the government, no, you can't do this. They appointed special counsel who could see it. And we've imported that process into this legislation and set an even higher standard.
So how much does this change how our current laws operate? Because last week you said that basically our current laws, they do quite a lot. They already protect a lot of these things. How much further are we now going? Is it quite a significant step, or is it not going actually that much further?
Well, our current laws, you know, our terrorism laws have extraterritorial application. So if we want to charge someone with the crime of terror, we can do that and try them under that. And we wanted to make sure that if there's going to be, within this law, what this allows for is some surveillance measures that I say would be applicable if someone was, say, on bail for terrorism charges in any case. But one of the things that they do is allow for measures where someone can come out of extremism and kind of demilitarise them through support. And so the minister really did want that measure to be available for foreign fighters that are returning. In that specific circumstance, that would be a good thing. So, you know, that still applies, but we don't want it to apply to just anyone, and we don't want it to apply with the use of secret classified information, which actually undermines New Zealand's really high human rights standards.
Right, of course. I speak to Minister Andrew Little every week on the show, and of course I spoke to him this morning and he wasn't going to preempt the Green Party's announcement, but it does sort of seem like it's come at quite a good time for Labor, as the Nationals back down from supporting it. Do you think the Labor Party would have made these concessions if they still had still had Nationals backing?
Well, you know, that's for the minister to say, but we were we've always been open to negotiating on these issues because we do actually want to make good law. We do want to protect human rights, and we're pleased that we're in a position where we now get to stop the government going down the route of negotiating further with the National Party, who were suggesting just all sorts of sort of George Bush era type changes to this law that were going to completely get rid of any human rights standards, and they were going to catch people far beyond what we're actually trying to do, which is to keep people safe from actual terrorists.
Yeah, and Simon Bridges put on his Twitter account just before that the Greens have historically opposed every measure to keep Kiwis safe, and now you're supporting this particular bill. Is that, what do you make of that statement?
Well, we got everything that we asked for by way of both procedural and substantive safeguards in terms of keeping, you know, our human rights standards up. We're going to keep working to improve the bill through the process that it'll go through, but essentially, this is what happens when we have a say in what that legislation looks like. You know, we're not afraid of opposing things, and we did, you know, I did with the TPPA, for example, the changes the government made to that did not meet Green Party standards. But these changes are ours, and they do meet our standards. And, you know, had we been at the decision-making table when they were passing the law that held Ahmed Zawi, we would have inserted this process, and that case would never have happened. So we're preventing cases like that from happening again.
So it wasn't a case in this particular circumstance of Minister Little coming to you and saying, National's backing down, you need to step up and support it or else this government bill's going to fail?
Well, whether or not that happened, our asks have been on the record really clearly, and it's very clear today that we got them.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.